Thank you, God, for your encouragement in that. I know that.
Is it playing on? You here?
Maybe I should turn up just a little bit so y'all can hear a little better. Anyway, welcome to Full Circle Church. My name is J.J. Sly. I am the pastor of Full Circle. It's my honor and privilege to have you in our church this morning. I see a lot of new faces here this morning, which is a good thing because God gave me a pretty good instruction for what to share today, and it's going to be great if you're here for the first time here. So, elder in the room, you sung a Christmas song during worship. Who enjoyed that? Right? I don't know about you, but when I sing Christmas songs, Christmas carols, it makes you happy, right? When we're in that season of giving, the season of life, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, we sing the songs and they just make you happy. And during our Christmas season this year, we were singing songs and I felt like God said, why do you only sing these songs for 4 weeks about me coming? Why do you only sing about my birth for 4 weeks and then for the other 48 weeks you sing regular Christian songs, regular contemporary worship songs? And so that's why we sung the song, because God said to, and don't be surprised when they continue to find their way into our worship list, because they're powerful and they bring hope, they bring happiness and joy. And if you were here last Sunday, you know what I mean when I say this is how I fight my battles. Who was here last Sunday? Amen. We were fighting battles. We sung the songs, how I fight my battles. And the lyrics in that song, it says, I may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. And the word that God gave us for being surrounded is us. When we feel like we're surrounded by you. We're singing about God surrounding us, but we're also singing about the God and the people sitting beside us, going life with us. The God in them is surrounding us as well. And we're together in this battle. And we're better together as we look around and see God and other people coming along beside us and fighting our battles with us. You remember that from last week?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad some people remember. I thought it was a pretty powerful encounter by God. I hope you did too. But when we're reminded of the things God says to us, reminded of the words He gives us, it gives us a nice feeling, right? It gives us a little more security. We can feel like a little more confident when we remember things that God has said to us. Well, consider yourself a blessed church today, because that's exactly what we're going to do during the service this morning, during this portion. We're going to bring forth to the surface some of the things that God has said to us as a church from the very beginning of FCC. Some of these things were shared in the corporate setting during messages that were preached by guest speakers we had in, prophetic words. Some of these words I'm going to share this morning were from private leadership meetings that we had, encountering God for the future and what his heart is for Full Circle Church. So if you're new here and you're looking for a church, you're going to get the foundation of how this thing began. You're going to get the foundation of what God has told us about Full Circle Church. You're going to get our vision. You're going to get our mission. You're going to know all about the depths of our intimacy with the Father. In Habakkuk 2, it says this, and the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run. Who reads it? For still the vision awaits the appointed time, it hastens to the end, it will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it, it will surely come, it will not delay. These specific words that we're talking about, some of them have begun to surface, some of them have begun to take place and come to light. Some of them are still, we're still waiting, we're still believing, we're still hoping, we're still praying, we're still pressing in for God to give us what He's promised us. How many of you know the promises of God are yes and
amen? Amen.
So when He says something, it's true. He doesn't lie. He doesn't try to trick us into believing Him. What He says is true. It always will be to the end of the day. He's the Alpha, He's the Omega, He's the beginning, He's the end. Everything He says in between is truth. Amen?
Amen.
Everything He says in His Bible is truth. Amen?
Amen.
Everything He says to the gift of prophecy is truth.
Amen.
Amen. Everything He says to us as believers to encourage and edify each other is truth if we're walking in His Spirit and hearing from Him. Amen.
Amen.
Some of this stuff is going to be repetitive. That's okay, because it's great to celebrate, it's great to remember, it's great to remind us of why we're here, what we're here to accomplish, what God has called us to. So don't look at it as, oh, I've heard that before, I don't need to listen to it again. How many of you read scripture in the Bible more than once? A specific scripture, right? One day it might speak to you in one perspective when you read it, right? It might be encouragement to this part of your life. Then 2 weeks later when you read it again, it might be encouragement to this part of your life. You know why? Because God's Word is alive, it's living, it's fluid, it's always there to encourage and give us different perspective and help us posture ourselves in a place that is His very best and His abundance for us. It's the same with the words of prophecy, the words of encouragement that the men and women of God share. It's the same thing. They carry the same weight. They might have spoke something different to you when they were shared in a corporate setting months ago than they will today. It's all about your perspective, your heart in that moment, whether you might not have been open 4 months ago when the word was shared. But today, your heart's like mine. It's in a place that says, God, pour yourself out. I need more of you. I need to know you better. I need to be transformed by you. Amen? I'm not standing up here because I'm this perfect saint that doesn't need to be transformed. I need to be transformed each and every day into the image and perfection that God has created me to walk in. I didn't come in this position because I'm perfect. I came to this position because God called me and He's equipping me to walk in. I'm not equipped, period. He's equipping me as I walk in His calling. And it's the same for you and I. So we're going to go, let's pray. Let me pray before I get too preachy this morning. God, we welcome you once again to minister to our hearts, minister to our ears. God, may we be open and receptive to what you have to say to us today, God. May we not carry anything on our own. God, but may we have a heart that's just soft and mended and fertile ground to hear from your throne, hear from heaven today, God. Pour yourself out upon us. Use this time for our edification. Use this time for our encouragement and to lift us up and to give us confidence to walk out of here with purpose in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. So we're going to do a brief timeline on how all this stuff happened. This stuff being Full Circle Church. How we got here. For those of you who don't know, this was a different church. In 2005, this church was planted as Greatest Freedom Ministries, World Evangelism and Outreach Center. Right?
Yep.
In 2005, right? From 2005 to 2022, that's how it operated. My father was the pastor of the church. Raise your hand, Father. Pastor Matt over here. He was the pastor of the church during those 17 years. He pastored this church, planted this church. Believed in this church. It was the vision of this church was to reach the lost at any cost. It's about souls for the kingdom, and we're still about that. We're going to talk about that a little bit. We're still about that. Alongside of him is my mother, Madre in this church, mother and father figures of this church. They laid the foundation for this church in 2005, paved the way for us to come in 2022. I'm looking for Travis. Is he in here? He just left. Perfect timing, Travis. You couldn't pick a better time to walk out. And I started April 2022. My brother-in-law Travis Lowe came to me and said, "Hey, brother, will you pray about something? Will you pray about what Full Circle means to you?" The end. He didn't say anything about church. Didn't say anything about being in ministry. We never talked about being in ministry together. We never dream about being in ministry together. But how many of you know that God's a good God? And He gives us the dreams that we think we don't need and we don't have, but He still gives us the dreams because He knows it's our very best, right? He knows it's His very best for us is to do these things that we're walking in, right? So in April, my brother-in-law comes. So Beck and I, we're on vacation together, actually, celebrating Corey's 40th birthday. Celebrating her birthday, we were in a tropical place, which was nice. And Travis, the one day we went to the gym to work out while we were there, Travis comes up to us. Beck and I were beside each other on a machine. He says, "I want you to pray." "I'll pray." So end of April until around May 7th, I'm praying-ish. Praying-ish for God to speak a word about what full circle means. I wasn't laying down at his feet every day saying, God, I need you to tell me what full circle means so I can get trapped in some revelation. When it came to mind, when it was convenient for me, I said, God, what's full circle mean? And when we have that heart posture, he's not ready to show us anything. When we're not really looking, we're not really seeking, we're not really, like, in need of that, he's not opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out. Why? Because our hearts aren't short. They're not in a place to receive what he's saying. So May 7th comes around, and I'll let Travis take over from here to share about what took place.
Well, let me just go ahead and apologize to the people on the recording. I ran out of here because I got nervous that it wasn't recording. So I ran upstairs, hit the button to find out JJ was recording. So there was a little blank spot in there. So we apologize. We're back on. So it's recording. So, so I guess a little over a year ago, I started praying to the Lord. Lord, what do you have for me? What do you have for me outside of business? And I just want to warn everybody real quick before I get into this. If you start praying to the Lord what he has for you, you better be bold enough to step out in obedience for what he has for you. So I'll just be honest with you. I wasn't that bold at first. Because I started praying. I said, Lord, what do you have for me outside of business? Because I love what Tim Tebow says. Personal success is all about you. But significance is all about others. And I want a kingdom significance. I just didn't want personal success. I want a kingdom significance that outlasted me and the next generations to come. So as I started praying this, I said, Lord, what do you have for me? And I felt the audible voice. And I know that's hard for people to understand. But I've had God speak to me quite a few times where I'm just sitting on my couch watching TV. And I felt him say, go take over Greatest Freedom Ministries Church. And I'm like, what? No. And I just shut it out. And I said, absolutely not. I wasn't ready. We had six businesses at the time. It just seemed like another burden to me. But I kept praying into it. Lord, what do you have for me? And he kept bringing up, take over Greatest Freedom Ministries Church. For those that don't know, JJ and I were saved in this church a little over 18 years ago. This is all where it started. And he'll get in on that. But so I kept praying into this, and the vision of full circle, going back to where you started, started playing in my head, the logo, all this came to my mind, and I knew God was speaking. So after about a month of, you know, really saturating this in my heart and knowing it, God's telling me something that I need to do that I really don't need to want to do, but I need to do it. And that's where you're going to have to step out in obedience with boldness. Because sometimes it's going to be uncomfortable. Sometimes it's not what you envision. Sometimes it's just not the direction you really want to go in. But he's calling you for a bigger purpose. And it's been amazing after looking back this past year. What is that bigger purpose? You guys, what is that biggest purpose? Watching my brother-in-law, Pastor JJ, step into the role that God's called him to. There's things bigger than you that maybe God's calling you for that you may not understand. So I first told my wife, I said, babe, I feel like the Lord is telling me this. And she's like, oh. Because she's been there when the Lord's told me stuff before. And usually when the Lord tells me stuff, it's big, boldacious. I mean, just bigger than you can even think about, fathom. And that's one of these things. Why would he tell me to go take over Greatest Freedom Ministries Church out of all things? But he told me that. So I told her, and she's like, hey, all right, if he speaks, I'm with you. I don't quite understand. She still doesn't quite understand. But she's with us. So I kept praying into it. We prayed into it. And then I said, I need confirmation. I need confirmation that this is really what you want from me, Lord. Want from us, Lord. So I asked Becca and JJ, I said, pray about what full circle means to you. That's all I said. Because honestly, I didn't want to say any more because I didn't want to give any leaks, leads, or anything else. What does full circle mean to you? So as JJ said, he wasn't on his knees being a good servant. He's growing in the past year. He's a better pastor. See, he's getting on his knees now. So he's all for us. But, you know, it was a tough question. Like, really, what does that mean? Especially when you leave it with open-ended.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was tough. But I was walking around the neighborhood. By the way, we live in the same neighborhood. I mean, we're thick for life. So I was walking the dog, and JJ's there throwing the ball with Hudson or Eli. I can't remember. And Becca's under this little bush picking out weeds, and we start talking. Hey, what's the Lord been speaking to you? JJ's like, man, I need a hint. I'm giving you no hint. I don't really want to do this. I'm not giving you a hint. Just kidding. But we began talking a little bit there and sharing. And I distinctly remember Becca leaning up out of that bush and said, let me guess, you want to be a pastor and take over Carl and Jackie's church, huh? I heard you, Lord. I'm obedient. I said, yes. But you have to come with us. And for the lineage of what JJ is going to tell is so deep in his church with the family of the Slides and pastors. It's unbelievable. And here I'm telling them, yes, but you got to come with me. But you know what? As I was obedient, they were obedient. Yes, we're coming. They knew I heard from the Lord. They knew it without a shadow of doubt. And from there, we have stepped into something that has completely rocked our world, turned our worlds upside down. And, you know, I didn't think I would be here a year later. I know they didn't think we would be here. We didn't know what we were going to be doing. But being a part of a church, Full Circle Church, and seeing God move has definitely been something that has changed my life forever. Forever. And I'm just so glad that I stepped out in obedience and was obedient and was willing to listen to God when he said, here's what I want you to do. And here's the question I leave with you. If you pray that prayer and God gave you something so bold to do, will you be willing to step out? Because if you are and you're obedient, it can change the trajectory of so many people's lives, not just your own. And that's what I'm seeing. It's not about me. It's not about JJ. It's about what he's called us to do and what he's here to pastor over our church at this time, this place, to change this community, change this world, and to change our lives.
Amen. You got an angle at more. I think I texted and said, hey, can we come over for lunch? Fight ourselves on Sunday when we come over for lunch. I know Mom likes to cook dinner, and we haven't had that Sunday lunch in a while. So, can we come over for lunch yet? And then we show up with Corey and Travis with us. I'm sure they thought something was up, but we were like, hey, it's your birthday, you know. We just wanted to come celebrate with you. And, we got asked then the question, what does full circle mean to you? And, you know, go back to where it started, you know, this and that, and this and that. And then finally Mom said, quietly, as she is soft and gentle, you are coming back to Greek Street. Word of God speak.
Yeah.
So we invited them into the vision that they already had. They already knew what was happening. And we're like, come on, man. We thought we had a surprise for you. They knew it was coming. They just didn't know when. They didn't know how. But God did. God had a plan and a purpose from the very beginning. And then May 25th. This is all important. These are details that I want you to get in your heart. This Full Circle Church was birthed, planned through God, through prayer. Period. We prayed. May 25th, we devoted 10 days of prayer leading up to the day of Pentecost. We met here every single day and prayed for what Full Circle was supposed to be, what it's supposed to look like, what it's supposed to happen. We prayed for a vision. We prayed for a mission. We prayed for it all. God, what does this look like? Give us more clarity on this picture of what Full Circle Church is supposed to look like. How is Full Circle Church supposed to be a different church? We don't want to do the same thing that's being done down the street. We want you to do something new through us, through Full Circle Church. It was during this time that lots of words, lots of vision, lots of dreaming took place. It was during this time, if you've been here a while, you know that Proverbs 16 is a staple for Full Circle Church. Verse 9 says, make your plans, and the Lord establishes your steps. We make some plans, and we ask God, is this your plan? We have an idea, we ask God, is this your idea? We come up with a structure, we say, God, is this your structure? Do you hear what I'm saying? This is all about asking God to establish our steps. And during that time, we also got the Isaiah 43 word, where it says, forget all of that. It is nothing compared to what I'm about to do. I am going to do something new. That's why we're here. That's what we're pursuing. We're pursuing this new encounter with God that the church has never experienced before. That's what we're here. We're pursuing His presence in a way that we're allowing Him space in our lives, allowing Him space in His building, allowing Him space when we walk out to do something new in our hearts and our lives. It was during this time of prayer that we got our mission to follow Jesus, cultivate relationships, and change the world. It was during this time of prayer that we had this vision. How many of you know the 1992 men's Olympic basketball team, the Dream Team? Y'all know that they were pretty good, right? They were actually really good. It was a team that will never be repeated again. There will never be a team like the 1992 men's basketball Olympic Dream Team. This is the vision that God gave us as Full Circle Church, that we would have a dream team of leaders developed by the fivefold ministry and operation of the leadership of us. Dream team, seeing prophetic, evangelism, teacher, preacher, prophet, apostle, all. The dream team in the leadership level of Full Circle Church. You know, interesting fact about the 1992 Dream Team, I think they played 8 games in those Olympics, and each game had a different high school. Not the same person shined every night. It was a different player on the team that stepped up each night to make him win the gold by a long shot. Mm-hmm. And that is the vision that God has given us for the leadership level here. It's a dream team, but here's the catch when we're working with God. It's not one person. It's not one gift. It's not one leader that is highlighted every day or every night. It's a culmination of every gift. Every person is coming together to create a dream team of faith-believing, devil-stomping people that are going to take back the ground that the enemy stole them out of here and bring it in here and celebrate what he's doing Monday through Saturday. That's what the dream team of the church is. It's a group of people that are so excited, so on fire for what God has done in their life that they are catapulted out of that world and they bring people with them to meet their Heavenly Father and have an encounter with God that will change their lives forever. This is the dream team that we're pursuing in this church. A dream team of people. A dream team of not just me, not just Becca, Corey, and Mom and Dad. A dream team of the whole body coming together to take back the ground that the enemy has stolen. There's no offline in God's presence. There's no offline. There's no offline like LeBron might have when he goes to break that record. Everybody thinks he's going to do it this next game. What if he goes 1-for-20? He ain't doing it, right? There's no off night like that in the presence of God. He's not off. He's always on. He's always on for a purpose. He's always on to win people back to Him. He's always on to transform your life. He's always on to transform my life. That's May 25th to June 5th. Settle in. Hey, when we said we're asking for a new thing, right? Hey, a new thing might be more than 30 minutes to be talking.
That's right. Reach for it. Go for it.
But I'm not talking. This is God talking. It's not me. If you have a problem with this, I'm not taking up with Him. Don't be mad at me. Take up with Him. He's the one that created this stuff. He's the one that called us to do this. He's the one that created this space. He's the one that's speaking. I can't come up with this stuff on my own. It's too good. If I try to do it on my own, it'd be jibber jabber to you guys. On to 6:18. This is a private prayer meeting that Corey Travis, Becca, Mom, Dad had with my Uncle Benny. If you don't know my Uncle Benny, you'll meet him sometime. He is one of the fathers of this ministry, the fathers of this church. He's a mentor to me. He's an encouragement to me. He's always praying for me, lifting me up, and I respect him so much. He can speak into my life anytime, and this is the mic that he's spoken to our life. I'm just going to read, transcribe. My wife helped me do this. She voice recorded it on the phone. Transcribe. The English might be a little off, so for all you language arts teachers, I'll give you a hard time. We have been praying for this for years. We tried to force things and do things in our own strength, but they tasted and smelled horrible. How could we ever have known that God was going to speak to Travis about the vision? You know, why we couldn't have ever known? Because we put God in a box. Our prayer for JJ was going to be enough, right? No, it wasn't. It was Travis's willingness to hear and be obedient. This is supernatural and unusual. We've done church our way for too long. We have served God relentlessly for years. Now God is doing something new in the body of Christ. Things we've never seen before. If it's God's will, it will go. And that's what you need to stand on. That's God's ideas. God's ways are always the right way. They may not make sense to man, but God knows the best way. This has to be about souls, about families, being healed, and being about impacting communities. If not just that, then just lay it down. If it's not about that, just lay it down. If it's not about reaching the lost, winning souls, impacting pain, and transforming lives, don't do it. Period. It's all about people. God has called you to reach a whole new generation, and you need to understand that everything we do in Christ is a process. We work for the greatest boss on earth, Jesus. So trust His process. Carl has given everything to build this ministry, and Jackie too. Now you men, listen up. You are only as strong and anointed as your wives. You are carrying this together. The faithfulness and unconditional love needs to be poured out. We know that this is all of you coming together. What God is doing in this season is all God. Keep it that way. This mantle, it's important. Prayer is key. Get words from the Father. Love the people that you have until more come. Love them well. People are looking for love, acceptance, a place to belong. A pastor is here to serve the people. It's not the people serving the pastor. How you start matters. How we got to this place is that the Lord has a year of acceleration. What it would take in a year, what would typically take a year will only take a month. What would take a month will take a week. What would take a week will take a day. What would take a day will only take an hour. God is in a mission of acceleration. Keep moving. Move swiftly. Make decisions and go. Don't give the enemy too much room for second guessing, questioning, confusion. God doesn't make mistakes when you hear a word. When you get direction and instruction, move quickly. And when we talk about moving quickly can just be saying yes. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you have to go do something. Moving quickly can just be answering God and saying, yes, God. Yes, I'll do that. Yes, I'll do this. And he'll accelerate you as you walk in that confidence, knowing that you've heard from him. Like Travis told us, be bold when God speaks. When God has given us words about Full Circle Church, when he speaks to us, what do? We pray. That's how God accelerates things, through prayer. And I encourage you in your life, when God highlights something to you, when God shows you something, when God reveals something to you, when you have that feeling in your heart that it doesn't seem right, when you have that feeling in your heart that says go, go. When you have that feeling in your heart that says it doesn't seem right, don't do it. That is likely the Holy Spirit moving in your heart and life, giving you the acceleration to go, or that brake pedal that says stop. The brake pedal is the hardest one, right? We all live for the acceleration. We want to be accelerated. We want to go fast and do things and have things now. And we feel like we have to perform and push and press to get those things that we want in our life. And God says, no. Listen to me. Listen to what I have to say. I think that was 6:22. A month later, 7:22, a friend of ours sent us this encouragement. It's exciting to see what he is going to do with you guys in here on this end of town. We love that you're not willing to just go with the status quo or normal business model or human hooks to get things going. If you can continue to see God and follow his leading, it will be a beautiful thing indeed. We bless you to be able to avoid the fear of man. We bless you to keep the truth always before you and avoid deceptions and pitfalls that the enemy will undoubtedly put before you. We bless your marriages to be strong. We bless your families to be close. Listen, this is a blessing for Full Circle Church. This isn't a blessing for Becca, myself, Corey, Travis, among that. This is a blessing that is being spoke over Full Circle Church. So if you need God to bless your marriage, take this word with you. If you need God to help you avoid the ways of the evil one, take this word to heart. If you need God to give you increase, listen to these words and believe them in your heart. We will bless your team with unity to be protected. We will bless you to hear from heaven, to see what God's doing and partner with him. We bless you with increased favor and team members to support and grow the vision. We bless your relationships with the past generation and those who have paved the way. We bless your relationships with the community. We bless your current and future interactions with members of the church. We bless you to be able to come under other members of the body and encourage, motivate, and equip the saints for ministry. We bless you to minister first, foremost, and forever the heart of God. We bless you to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. If you need someone to lead you, you need help finding the right answers, let the Holy Spirit lead and direct you. Take that word to your heart.
Hallelujah.
This is the word of God. This is his promises. This is his truth for us. We can't come up with this stuff on our own. This is God's very best for us. I'm going to fail. Look to your right and left. The people beside you will fail you eventually. You will have an expectation on somebody sitting beside you and they will not meet it. And you will be disappointed. But God will never disappoint you or lead you astray. He'll always call you by your name, and he'll always have a plan and a hope for your future. We have to look to him.
That's right.
Yeah.
A couple weeks later, 8-7, Vision Sunday. We had a Sunday where we talked about, we invited the Greatest Freedom Ministries congregation into what we felt like God was saying about Full Circle Church. This is where we share our mission and our vision. And our vision is to be a church on fire for Jesus, in love with his word and transformed by his truth. On fire for Jesus, we're here to seek the presence of God, to pursue his presence, and allow him to change our hearts. We can't, like I said, we can't do this on our own. We have to be transformed. We have the fire of Jesus in us. And we have to be in love with his word. We have to be in love with what he says about us. We have to be in love with his promises. We have to be in love with his encouragement. We have to be in love with his instruction. We have to be in love with his discipline. Why? Parents, why do you discipline your kids? Because we love them. And we want them to make good decisions. We want them to be good people in life. How much more does our Father in heaven want us to make good decisions and not be deceived by the enemy? How much more does he love us and want us to have the very best in our life? How much more transformed by His truth. Nothing I can say will transform you. Nothing I can do will transform you. He is the only one that can transform your heart. He is the only one that can transform you. His word is the only thing that you can believe that will transform your life. We want to be led by the Holy Spirit, even when we walk out those doors. It's easy in here. This is the easy place to be led by the Spirit. This is the easy place to allow God to encounter you and do things in your life. It's when we walk out those doors when we need to take the Holy Spirit with us and allow Him to transform us as we walk out. I'll say it again. Till forever, probably. Monday through Saturday. This is a celebration time when we come together. Monday through Saturday is when we got to put our efforts out there. When we got to love God and do things in our life. We are committed to radically following Jesus and seeking Him, and we're inviting everybody to come along with Him. He wants everybody to be radical for Him. He wants everybody to have fun in His presence. He wants everybody to have the joy. He wants everybody to have peace. He wants everybody to walk in His promises, which are yes and what?
Amen.
Isaiah 43 is a scripture, another one that's implanted in this church. We're talking about the new thing that He's doing already. But there's also a portion of Isaiah 43 that is a foundation of our church as well. It's down to verse 5. It says, Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will gather you and your children from the east and west. I will say to the north and south, bring my sons and daughters back to Israel from the distant corners of the earth. Bring all who claim me as their God, for I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them. Bring out the people who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. Gather the nations together. Assemble the peoples of the world. This is a place where miracles will take place. This is a place where sons and wonders will take place. This is a place where sons and daughters will come home and find a place to rest in His presence. As we pursue His presence and people come in, they will be able to rest because we have done the work. We have done the work through His Spirit in creating a space where His presence can rest always. There's been every visitor, every guest speaker that's come to this church has talked about the presence of God that they experienced when they came to this place. This is a habitat for the presence of God. I hope you felt it today. I hope that you're feeling it right now. I hope that you can experience His love and His presence in a way that you never had before. There's a peace that comes in His presence. This is a home for sons and daughters. This is a place for sons and daughters to be safe, to have security, and to come to know the Father that loves them so much. And when they walk out those doors, their identity is found in Him, in Him alone. It's not found in their marriage. It's not found in their work. It's not found in their parenting. It's not found in their friendships, but it's found in Him. Our identity is only in Him. It's in Him alone. When we get to that revelation and that realization that our identity is in Him, nothing can faze us out there. The people that talk bad about us, people don't talk bad about us. Who cares? What does the truth say about you? Who cares what people say? Oh, that guy, he's on fire for Jesus. Amen. Amen. I only get a short time on earth to be on fire for Jesus. When I get to eternity, I'm going to be blazing for Jesus. We just had a short period of time here to be on fire. Who cares what people think? God is the only one we need to please. And if we don't please Him, it doesn't matter who we please. All right. 10-2 launch day. Now, this isn't like, you know, between Old Testament and New Testament, like God didn't speak and say anything. Like He was always talking and saying things. But this is what I got. We had another very close friend, woman of God. She visited us. She came to support us that Sunday. She goes to a different church in town. And she sent us this word after church. She said, assemble the team, get into position. I see a huge swarm of people gathering like on a football field when they're getting ready to unveil the flag that stretches over the entire football field for the national anthem. You know what she's talking about? Y'all see that? Everyone is willing to take their place, take hold of a piece of the flag, and be a part of the great unveiling. Just like in those moments when the flag is unveiled, people sing their allegiance to their country with the Star Spangled Banner. The flag you are all unfurling into the valley is the banner of His love, the banner of his faithfulness, the banner of his power, the banner of his glory, the banner of his healing. Amen. People will take their place and finally know to whom they belong. They will pledge their allegiance to the kingdom of heaven, citizens of the Most High King. Rise up as sons and daughters of the royal priesthood, and those who witness it, it will bring a level of awe and reverence to God once again. People in power will bow to the authority of his name. We will wave this flag of light, life, and victory over the valley again. Come on! Listen, this banner that we're building, that we're grabbing onto, that we're talking about, in this, not ready for you. I'll call you nervous. Now listen, y'all remember playing this game? The school, right? This is a little written. I didn't realize that. That's all right. Listen, how fun is this game by myself? I invite you to come with me. Listen, it's still not very fun. You can't even lift the thing, right? Let some other people come grab a corner. We need you. We need people. Come on. Who wants to grab the banner? Somebody grab the banner. Right? Now when we're all grabbing the banner, we all have a part. It becomes fun, right? This is what she's talking about. Thank you for your help. This is what she's talking about. We all have a piece of the banner to grab, and we all need to take our part.
Yeah.
It needs to be everybody, and then when everybody gets on it, you can do the thing, you lift it, you run in the middle, you can put balls on it, you can have balls up and down, right? It's fun. The kingdom of heaven is fun. It doesn't have to be all like lethargic and traditional and religious where we have to do all these certain things for God to move. We can have some fun in the house of God. We can smile in his presence. He's smiling on us. Why don't we smile back sometimes? That's what it takes. Everybody grabbing their corner of the flag. You see that football field? That the flag is 100 yards long, 40 yards wide. Can you imagine if three or four people weren't picking their part? It wouldn't have the wave it gets, right? Y'all know when they wave it, it looks like they're waving. Yeah. Y'all get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Y'all get what I'm saying. And, you know, the part that was ripped, that's purposeful probably, you know?
Yeah.
Because we when we get on with stuff, sometimes we like to do things on our own.
That's right.
And we tear it. But God says, let me mend it. Let me mend you back together. So the parachute will be strong. So the banner will be strong. So the banner of my love will be able to hold the weight that it needs to hold. Psalm 20 says this: may we shout for joy when we hear of your victory and raise a victory banner in the name of our God. May the Lord answer all your prayers. We lift the banner to him because of the victory that he has placed in our lives. I got a lot to go. I'm sorry. 10:16. Play that clip from Follow Jesus. This is our friend Nick Kibler.
And I just want to speak over your church, guys. This is a special place. I believe this gentleman right here, the apostles, the prophets, people have been paving the way for this for a long time. I've been to this church one time before, and the time I was here, I watched a man sit right here who was legally blind, legally deaf, give a sermon, and then prophesy over every single person in the room. Blind and deaf in the spirit, in the natural, but in the spirit, he could see and hear so beautifully. He could only see a shadow and speak into their life. The prophets have been here. The apostles have been here. The evangelists have been here. Guys, this is a sanctuary. This is a place of worship. And God has called you to steward this in. He's trusting you. The world and so many out there, don't try to make this about the cool kids. This will not be a country club. So many churches have been, I just feel present to God. This will not be a country club. This is going to be a special place that when people drive by on that road out there, They are going to come here not because of the coffee and because of the donuts, but because they feel the presence of God so strongly. They may not even know what that is, but they want to come through this door. And when they come here, they're going to have transformation in their life. This is about transforming lives. It's not about the number of people in the seats or about the number of money or any of that. It's about serving the kingdom of God. And that's what you guys are going to do. I declare on your life. Get your egos out of the way if you have one, because it's not about you. It's about Him. And He's right here. We should never be offended. We should never be upset. Travis or JJ should never be able to offend you. There is no offense in the kingdom of God. If we are in here right now, we should be loved. So bless you guys. I don't want to...
Come on.
This is the word of God.
We're not a country club. I like a country club. But we ain't that. We're not a country club. I only got to go to the country club because I'm biting off so much. God did not intercept our hearts, Travis, and our mind, and our family. That He did not intercept our hearts to create another church with structure. With church structure. You know what I'm trying to say, right? We are believing for a church that when you leave, you say, oh, that was a good message. Worship today was good. We're believing for a church that when you leave here, you say, I encountered God and He changed my life. When you leave here, you say, I am transformed. I'm different. We're not creating another space for church 1, 2, 3. This is the space for God to do what? A new thing. He said He was going to do something new. And brief apology for the past couple months, we've been doing the same things. I'm sorry. We forgot. We forgot what God had told us. But we're reminded. We've been reminded. He had sounded the horn. He said, you're doing something different. I'm doing something different in this church. Don't do the status quo church anymore. I'm sorry if you were looking for that kind of church. Actually, I'm not sorry. There's 100 other churches in town that you can go to that sing full worship songs, do announcements, have an encouraging word, bless you, and you can walk out the door. Or you can come to this church, and club, or you can come to this church and get some of the worship. You get some of the word, but it's a resting place for His presence. So when you encounter it and you leave, you're different. Anybody want to be different?
Yes.
Anybody live a life that they want some difference in? Yes. You know what the definition of a sandy is? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Here is your invitation. Becca said warning, but I'm saying invitation. If you're looking for God to move in your life in a different way, if you're looking for an encounter by God each time you walk through those doors, if you're looking to carry His presence with you Monday through Saturday, this is the place for you. God has given us a vision of transformation, change, looking different, changing. Romans 12:2 says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. I think that we put God in a box and said, God, here's your box you stay in, and when you want to move, you have to move inside this box. And I'm admitting to you, being transparent in front of you, to say I put God in a box. And I ask you to forgive me. But God has opened the lid of that box. Amen. Come on. The lid is open and God's ready to pour Himself out among us. All we have to do is let Him do it. Let Him do it. Let Him do it. 11:30. Next one, Pete.
What has happened, I believe that's just the eve of many more things to come.
And I'm going to get into this message. I want to share this, a prophetic encouragement over you all. As your vision or your mission is follow Jesus, cultivate relationships, and change the world, I want to speak this word over you all. And Isaiah 43:18-19, as Isaiah the prophet, he says, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." And as I was praying over you all, just in general, here's the word that the Lord began to show me. He says, I see dry riverbeds that are being filled and flowing with living water in this community. One that will bring life to many souls. And as you all serve, even as the testimony of the Thanksgiving outreach, even as you all serve and live in the community, your growth won't be about church transfer, church hopping. It'll be about transformation. That there's a specific word that the Lord has given you all for some souls that have not been touched and some souls that have wandered away. And so there's new life that is coming forth. There's new levels of grace in your lives, in your capacity, even as you have welcomed a newborn by the welcome of a newborn. But that's all happening in the spirit realm as well. I see baby after baby of new people coming to know the Lord, and your capacity is going to continue to increase. It's not going to be seasonal. It's now a new reality. And there's a difference between season and reality. Seasons come to an end. A new reality is now God has set forth a new standard. There's going to be new levels of emotional capacity. Specifically there's going to be things unlocked in your heart and your mind that's going to give you joy unspeakable. And you're going to be able to handle things that would have broke you before, but because of your obedience, you're experiencing increase. Lastly, new levels of depth in your spirit. Your spirit is going to go deeper into the Lord. And it says deep cries out to deep, that there is a deepening that is happening within your homes. And in your homes, that's going to flow into this church. And so as you all lead from your home. Don't lead from here. Lead from your home. And then that will lead here. And that's going to continue to grow. Lastly, this is a place of legacy. Genesis 26:18. Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham, which the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died. And he gave them the same names his father had given them. A very peculiar story that gets skipped over. JJ, you decided to be obedient as your father has started this work. You are now opening up the wells that have already been dug. And so the Lord says you don't have to dig new wells. There's a stream of revival that is in your bloodline. And as you open that up, there's generational promises that the Lord is not only going to redeem, but he's going to multiply. There are dreams that your father's generation may have thought that would not happen, that are about to take off, and you're standing on the shoulders of giants. And so your father in heaven will be glorified, but your earthly father, he also will be satisfied. And I hear this coming from heaven, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Come on, can we celebrate the Lord?
He's giving you new life. He's giving you new grace.
That's right.
He's giving you new capacity. He's giving you a new reality of your life. These words aren't just for me and Becca and the leadership. These are for our church.
Right.
You're here today. These words are for you.
That's right.
Who needs emotional capacity in your life?
Yeah, me.
Everybody that needs it didn't raise their hand. I know it. We can't look at Facebook. That's just a highlight reel. Travis spoke about that last week. He just said God's going to give us new emotional capacity, that things that would break us before would give us increase. That's God's economy. The things that are supposed to break us and steal from us, God gives us increase in abundance. That's God's economy. This is a place of legacy. Who wants their legacy to be found in the presence of God? Who wants the next generation to be set up to know where their identity lies? Who wants to dig some wells?
Yeah.
You don't have to. They've already been dug. The wells are dug. All you got to do is flip a little bit of dirt out of them and allow the springs to come up. I don't know if you know about well digging, but I know a little bit about it. I was in the plumbing industry for a while. When a well driller drills for a well, they hit water. They hit some water, right? They don't stop. The way the earth is created, the water supplies or streams are running underground, right? They might have hit just this little stream of water that gives them a little bit of water. But if you dig another 10 feet, it could be a geyser of water, of truth, the spirit of truth coming out. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to reopen these wells, and we're going to dig just a little bit deeper because God has something new down deeper that we're going to find. The deep cries out to deep. These wells that Isaac redug were filled in by his enemy. The enemy has filled in some wells in my life. I feel like he might have filled in some wells in your life as well. God's saying the time to dig is now. Dig the well. There's a spirit coming through it that will change your life forever. All you have to do is listen to me. That's all you have to do is be obedient and listen to his instruction. Deep cries out to deep. I love the season and reality that Chris just talked about. This is a new reality. It's not something that's going to come to an end. Seasons stop and change. Realities last forever. Just like our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords, the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. The legacy of him lives on. Are you giving me the... Just look at your clock. I got to give you... Everybody enjoying hearing from God? You hungry? Man can't live on bread alone. Come on. All right.
This is every day, y'all.
This is fun. Yeah. This is what God intends for his children. How many parents in here want your kids to have fun? You want them to do fun things, enjoy life, and the laugh, and the smile. There's nothing that brings me more joy than seeing my kids smile. And it's even a greater joy when they like belly laugh, right? They laugh so, like, they get that laugh, especially when they're, like, when they're babies and they laugh the first time. It's just this special thing. If we enjoy that as humans, we enjoy that emotion. How much more do you think God wants us to be joyful, to have the Spirit that gives us laughter and fun? It's just so fun in his presence serving his kingdom. It doesn't have to be rigid. You know, that's why I envision like soldiers marching. They're in cadence, right? And God's like, hey, go right. Hey, go this way. Hey, yeah. He's like on the move and we have to be fluid with him. I don't know where that came from, but.
Dream team.
I want one of these and everybody's hand, Eli. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take two.
Say something. All right. Take it away.
Just try it.
No, I'm going to hit you in the eye. I thought about throwing them like a parade, but that's the last thing. Local pastor, put somebody's eye out. Sorry. I don't want to be on TV free. Fireball. Garrett never had a fireball. Everybody get a fireball. This fireball. Alright. I'm closing the thing down. I'm closing the fireball. I know y'all are getting hungry. But I'm hungry and thirsty for him. I'm hungry and thirsty for his presence. All right, guys, listen up. You got your fireball. You can go ahead and see it if you want to. This fireball, everybody, listen. This fireball represents the fire of God.
Amen.
Which is on the inside of you and me. This fireball represents that. Let me give credit for this real quick. This analogy was shared with us by my Uncle Benny.
Yeah.
He shared it with us in a private setting, and then he shared it with us at one of our interest meetings we had before we launched. Alright, this represents the fire that's inside of us, which is the Holy Spirit. Now, if you want to take the fireball out, if you're ready to take that step, you can go ahead and put it in your mouth. This is a reminder of what lies inside of us. The fire of God. This is what's in us. Push it out. But as we put this fireball in our mouths, I can imagine that there's going to be a few of us that can't handle it. That's okay. That's okay. You're still safe, okay? It's okay. You're still welcome here. But the fireball only has an effect when it's in our mouth, right? It's the same with the Holy Spirit. It only has an effect when it's in us, when we're allowing it to operate inside of us. The longer the fireball stays in our mouth, the more intense the heat gets, the hotter it gets. The longer we allow the Holy Spirit to involve us, to lead us, to fill us, the more intense it gets. And this isn't an intensity to scale back or to fall back, to intensity to seek more of it. Also, the longer the fireball stays in our mouth, the more we kind of get used to it, right? If you make it to that transition point where it's no longer that hot, it's a little hot, but you can still handle it, it's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. When we get accustomed and used to it operating in our life, it's normal. It feels normal. It's our lifestyle operating through the fire of the Holy Spirit. So this fireball is a reminder to you to keep the fire burning inside of you. How do we do that? Through His truth. Through His word. Through encouragement. Through worship. Through giving. Through serving the church. Through prayer. Through fasting. These are the ways that we eat our fireball of the Holy Spirit. The fireball is a reminder of what is inside of you. If you need to move to the other cheek at this point, go ahead and do that. Don't break the teeth on the fireball. This is a reminder of what we have inside of us, the Holy Spirit. That's all it is. If you get a gift, if you've gotten a gift back from us, you probably got a fireball. You got some red hots, you got some fire venting, because we are a church who desires to be on fire for Jesus. And if you imagine, like, if you're on fire, you're on fire, you, me, we're all on fire. Woo! Man, we will blaze a trail for the Spirit that has never been encountered in this world. What?
If our church is on fire, people
would know. Sorry, I had to switch sides. But I did take it out one time just for an analogy, but I could have kept it in. See, y'all know, I'm not repetitive, but I could have kept it in the whole time. How many of you guys know that God wants us to succeed in life?
Amen.
He wants us to have provision. He wants us to walk in freedom. He wants us to walk in healing. Right? If you believe that,
amen.
It's time for us to start believing
that.
Instead of walking in shame, instead of walking in guilt, instead of walking in deception, addiction, walking in the least of these things, walk in the hope, walk in the confidence to know that you have this fire that's burning inside of you. Will you stand with me? Is this church on fire yet? Can we get someone to remix that song for me? That's okay.
He said we have tongues as a fire.
Tongues as a fire. It's kind of the life right now. Listen. I know this is different. And I'm glad it was. But God called us to do like this. And that's what we're doing. But if you heard something today from the Word of God, from worship, from any of these words that were shared, that you need to apply to your life, God says, the windows of heaven are open for you to have it. We're going to sing this one song together, believe for it, and we're going to believe that you need the fire of the Holy Spirit, it's coming. If you need freedom from chains, it's here.
Right.
If you need hope, he's here. If you need Jesus, he's here. If you need a relationship with our King of Kings, he is here to invite you in. If you need anything that anything back that any stolen, if you need hope, the hope healer is here. The hope healer is present. He's ready to give you hope for a future and an end. And if you sing these lyrics to the song, we're going to believe for it. And don't choke on your fireballs while we're singing the song.
Don't think so.
We trust in you, God, you have the final say.
One last time to declare, church. Within us, Father God, we say, let us be ablaze for you. Let us walk out of here with a new realization, a new revelation of who we are in you, God. God, I pray that you would pour yourself out among your people one more time right now, God, supernaturally, abundantly. Overwhelm us with your presence, Father God. Overwhelm us with your spirit. I speak blessings over generations and generations and generations. I speak a break in generational curses. I speak a break in addictions. I speak a break in deception. I speak a break in guilt. I speak a break in shame. I speak a break to all the things that hold us bound and keep us from your very best. I speak a break in every stronghold that distorts the promises of God from our life. God, I say, pour yourself out amongst your people as we walk out of here Monday through Saturday. May we stay ablaze for you. May the amber that's within us catch wind of your Holy Spirit and become a fire for you, God. We love you. We honor you. We thank you for who you are, what you've done, what you've said, what you promised, and we'll never cease to praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Give God one more hand clap. Be blessed as you go this week. And don't forget to get your kids. They've been down there for a while.